Hi everyone, this is Nate, and I'm really happy today to be speaking with my friend Misako Yoke, who I've gotten to know through Twitter. She's a longtime English teacher who has recently started writing books. So, Misako, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing very good, thank you. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us today.
Oh, thank you, that's my pleasure.
Good, good. So, Misako, you are originally from Japan, but where are you today?
I'm in Washington State. It's very rural area. How can I explain this area? It's close to the Olympic Mountains.
Okay, it sounds beautiful.
Yes, it is beautiful. I love it here so much.
Right, right. Yeah, so it's funny because, you know, now I'm in Japan and
that's right.
I'm from America, but you're an American. So today, you know, Skype has brought us together, even
that's
though
right.
we went to our own respective countries.
Interesting, isn't it?
It is. And we met through Twitter.
That's right.
Yeah. It's a crazy world now, isn't it?
It is. It sure is. But I love 21st century.
Oh, it's great, isn't it? Yeah.
It is.
You can meet anyone, anywhere, anytime. It's perfect.
That's true. The world is becoming smaller and smaller.
It is. It is. So, I'd like to ask you about, you know, how you got into learning English. I mean, obviously, because you grew up in Japan, you had to start learning at school because it's required.
That's true.
Yeah. So did you start in junior high school?
Yes. It was my first time was junior high school. This is an apple and this is an orange stuff.
Right. The teacher holds up a pen and says, this is
That's
a pen.
That's right. Yes. Oh, my, yes.
Yeah. Did you have a native English teacher at that time?
Not at all.
No.
Not at all. I didn't even know native English speaker at that time.
Okay.
For a long
wow.
time. Yes.
Right. So you went through junior high school and senior high school learning English, but you didn't ever have a chance to speak with a native speaker?
No, not a chance.
Wow. Okay. So I guess when you graduated from school, you know, you had 6 years of English studies. So
right.
did you feel like you knew a lot of English? Did you think, I know English, I can do English?
Yes. Oh, that's embarrassing, but I was naive to believe that school English covers everything. So I studied hard. And I also took some English courses at my college, so I thought I was able to speak English.
Right.
No problem.
Right. Okay, but when did you find out the truth that really you maybe needed to work on your English speaking a little bit more?
Right, the painful truth. I learned it was more than 20 years ago. I went to Australia by myself.
Okay.
I thought I was ready to explore the world, so I grabbed my passport and took off to Australia by myself.
Great.
And I even didn't know the famous Australian accent.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I shockingly realized that I did need to learn spoken English at Sydney Airport. I thought everybody's singing, not talking.
Okay, you thought everyone was singing. That's funny.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I was panicked.
Right,
but
I'm
thank
sure.
goodness they are very friendly. They tried to write it down.
Okay.
Once they write it down, I can understand.
Okay, okay.
A lot of paper communication going on at the airport.
Okay. Yeah, that must have been a big surprise.
Yes, that's a silly mistake. And I was really shocked.
Yeah.
Why no one told me before? Yes, that was 20 years ago, so no internet or video or TV from the United States yet.
Right.
So I was just naive.
Yeah, well, I guess everyone was, you know, so it wasn't just you.
Hopefully.
Right. Well, you know, I had a similar experience when I came to Japan. You know, I live in Kochi now. Before I came, I studied Japanese at my university for a couple of years.
Okay.
You know, and I thought, I was one of the best in my class, and thought, okay, well, I know a few hundred kanji, and I can speak basic things, and that kind of idea, right? And then I came to Kochi, which is a
Oh my
very
goodness.
rural area.
That's true.
Yeah. And so I just remember having the same feeling, like, what? This doesn't sound like Japanese at all. In fact, I thought it sounded a little bit more like Chinese or something. I didn't know. I was like, oh, is everyone around me really speaking Japanese?
I can totally relate to that.
Yeah.
They didn't speak English to me. This is not what I know.
Right. So you had that first experience when you went abroad for the first time 20 years ago. So what did you do? How long were you in Australia?
That time I stayed in Australia for 10 weeks
Okay.
and didn't much improve my spoken English, but I did improve my listening skill.
Okay.
So 10 weeks every day, just like a nightmare for a couple of weeks. Everybody's singing and I was listening, but I couldn't understand anything, and a lot of paper communication going on. And after 2 or 3 weeks, I started picking up the main vocabulary, what they want to tell me. So that was my breaking point, and I
Okay.
became more comfortable.
I see. Basically, you relied on a lot of paper communication while you were listening.
That's true. And
Okay.
body language.
Body language. Right,
Yes.
right. And you started to pick up on the more common words.
That's true.
Were
Yes.
those words and phrases, were they things that you had learned at school, or were they the first time that you had heard them?
The biggest one was when you speak English, you don't really read as it's spelled. For
Right.
example, I am going to is becoming I'm gonna.
Right.
That was the biggest struggle for me. Everybody's saying gonna, 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 gonna. And I was, what? I didn't know the rule was is going to or I'm going to becoming gonna sound.
Right,
And no
yeah.
one told me and before, and none of English speakers didn't seem to care. Or they didn't want me to learn. That's a spoken English. You don't have to know. That
Right,
kind
right.
of attitude. And once I grasp what they're saying is, oh, I am going to, is, I'm gonna. Oh, that was like a Helen Keller saying, water
Right. Right,
point.
right.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So that was your big moment
Yes.
to, wake
It
up
is. I still
and
remember the
right.
feeling of, oh, the sound change.
Right, yeah, okay.
Yes.
So, yeah, English speaking is very connected, and there's
Right.
stressed and unstressed sounds all over
That's
the place,
right.
right? And so,
And Japanese pronounce every single character clearly, and every character has vowel.
Right.
So
Yeah.
we don't have, for example, if I say think in Japanese, it become think-ku.
Right, that's right.
So it was a difficult to understand. I didn't know the rule.
Yeah.
I thought something is missing.
Right. So, if you could go back to that first day that you started to learn English, and you
Oh, I
knew,
wish.
yeah, and you knew everything that you learned from that trip, first trip to Australia. What do you think would be the way you would like to approach English?
Well, I would focus on practice instead of study this time.
Okay.
Most of us never heard natural spoken English at school, much
Right.
less spoke it ourselves. I
Right.
don't know nowadays, but my time I didn't know anybody from English-speaking country. So we studied hard for our exams. English means exams for us.
That's right. Yeah. I don't think it's changed that much for today either.
Oh, okay. And well, and what we studied was written English. It's different form from speaking English.
Right, right.
That's a little bit tricky, and but it's very important to study, I admit. But it doesn't make us English speakers without practice.
That's right, that's right.
And a lot of cold sweat.
Right, right. So when you say practice, mm-hmm. What kind of practice do you mean?
Yes. To practice, I would take a step away from my textbooks for a while.
Okay.
And pick a short video clip, mm-hmm. and probably a sitcom or okay. something you like that is full of natural phrases. Mm-hmm. And listen it carefully, and it helps to know the rhythm and the intonation of English.
That's right, yeah.
And for this practice works for listening,
uh-huh.
improve your listening skill.
Yes, that's right.
And for practicing speaking English, use that short video clip again,
uh-huh.
and pick up a short phrase and repeat it with them.
Right.
And if possible, record it and compare it with the actor or actresses.
Right,
you
right.
get to know a lot of difference between them speaking and we speaking.
Right, right, right.
That is a very efficient way of practicing English, speaking English.
Yeah, okay. So I can imagine a lot of people thinking that sounds like a lot of work, a lot of effort. Is there?
That's true.
Is it really hard to study like that, or can you do something really short, like just a couple of minutes of natural English speaking and focus uh-huh. on that a day for, you know, 30 minutes or something? Do you think that would really help with?
I think so. I believe so. I think it comes to speaking English or learning language, consistency is the key. I recommend everybody to do little by little every day instead of 3 hours for a weekend.
Right, right, right. So more of a steady pace rather
exactly.
than just trying to cram everything in.
Exactly,
right.
Yes.
Which is what tests make you do, right? Tests make you
exactly.
cram something.
That's
right?
True, yes.
So that's why I don't really like tests. As, you know, I understand why we have to have tests, but at mm-hmm. the same time, I don't like tests because it makes students focus on cramming, and cramming is not a really good way to learn.
Yes, and that certainly makes English is painful. Study English means painful.
Yeah.
You're just teaching your brain again and again. Study English is painful. Study English
right,
is
right,
painful.
Right. Whereas if you found something that you really enjoy, you know,
mm-hmm.
it could be a sitcom like you said, or it could be movies, or it could be...
Yes, whatever you like.
Yeah,
and
it could be anything as long as you do like it. That's the key word, I think, that you keep
yes.
saying is that you have to like it, and then you'll enjoy studying English.
And you are providing Speak English through your website, and it's 21st century, and you can get everything, almost everything from free.
Yeah, there's so much out there that you can find for free without having to pay anything. So
that's true.
Yeah.
In my days, I had to pay $60 for getting one video with a script.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's really expensive.
Yes. I cried, but knew I needed it, so I paid and I used it until it didn't play anymore.
Right. But here's what I kind of think, you know, I think that because the internet does have a lot of free material,
mm-hmm.
that people, maybe we don't really appreciate certain things. You know, if I had to pay $60 to have one video,
mm-hmm.
and I was going to learn from that video,
uh-huh.
then I think I would really try to do it because I don't want to waste my money.
That's my case. Yes, it's certainly true.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, what do you think is the biggest struggle with English learners today?
Well, as you mentioned, we do a lot of exams, and most of us are, I think, probably afraid of making mistakes. And when we were at school, mistakes are simply normal, and we had to avoid them. And making mistakes was very embarrassing and also painful in front of a bunch of teenager friends and classmates. So I think that still we are haunted, or I was at least.
Well, and I think that's true for anyone learning any language. I've spent the most of my teaching experience in Japan, and Japanese love to say how they're so shy, right? So Japanese people always say, "Oh, it's just because I'm shy, or I'm scared. I get nervous, and I don't want to speak. I'm afraid I'm making mistakes."
I
But
understand that.
yeah, but the funny thing is, it's not only Japanese who are afraid of making mistakes in English. I've met English speakers everywhere, and that seems to be a really big problem that people want to know, how do I get over the fear of making mistakes?
Yes, I got often asked, how did I get over the fear of making mistakes?
So, I mean, I make mistakes in my English speaking, and I'm a native speaker, so everyone is going to keep making mistakes. So, how did you get over your fear? Because, speaking a second language is very different.
Yes, scary. It was really scary, but I think I've made enough mistakes and I got numbed.
Okay,
And
so you just have
also,
to make as many mistakes as possible.
and when you try to speak your second language, you want to be somehow, you become perfectionist. And you feel like you cannot make any single mistake, or you will lose a point or something. But when you
It's
think
the
about when you're speaking in your mother tongue comfortably, naturally with your friends, you make a lot of mistakes.
all the
So
time.
you have to be relaxed and oh, mistakes, so what? And everybody says, oh, sorry. Oh, oops.
Yeah, you just have to speak enough and make enough mistakes that you just don't notice them anymore, and you just, yeah.
That's sadly true. That's the only way, I think. And I have a great host mother from Australia. She was very good at encouraging me, and she said making mistakes shows that I speak more than one language, so it can be a good thing.
That's great advice, yeah. And I had someone give me similar advice when I was
Oh, great.
a high school student. I was studying Latin, but my Latin teacher in high school, we were complaining as high school students do, and we were like, "Oh, Latin is just too difficult. We can't learn it. How do we learn Latin?" And the teacher said something really funny that I'll never forget. She said, "Well, just remember that stupid Romans could speak Latin too." So, it wasn't,
That's a great teacher.
yeah, it wasn't only smart people living in Rome a long time ago, but everyone was speaking Latin. So,
Yes, that's good to know, actually.
So I like to tell that to my students sometimes. I tell them, there are many stupid Americans who speak English, so don't worry about making mistakes.
Well, we certainly do need a lot of encouragement from English speakers. Somehow we are so scared of making mistakes. And if you are trying to speak something, and sometimes, I don't know, but Japanese voice is very soft. Sometimes simply they don't hear well. So just a volume wise, you have to speak up a little, just a little bit more. But when people say pardon or sorry, and we got scared.
Right.
Oh, I can't speak English.
right.
Panicking. And
well, I know the same feeling, especially if I'm speaking to a Japanese person who I know speaks English. You know, but if I say something to them in Japanese and they don't understand what I said, you know, maybe they didn't hear me, but they say, you know, they say, excuse me. And I panic and I'm just like, oh, well, because they speak English, I'm going to repeat myself in English. And you know, I've made a mistake in Japanese, so I'm not going to say in Japanese again.
That happens to me too.
So, yeah, so it's funny. It's interesting.
It is interesting.
So you had this Australian host mother, and she gave you that great advice. So what did you turn around and do with that advice? Did you do anything to try to speak more English?
Yes, I did. And she also suggested me to share what you learned. She was always asking me, what did you learn today, Misako?
Okay.
What did you learn? Tell me. And that was very difficult at first, but it becoming more fun.
Right.
And she suggested me to do every day, even after I go back to Japan. And I did strangest thing. People would hate me or step away from me.
Okay.
Yes, I was. Red sock on my right hand,
okay,
and blue sock on my left hand,
okay,
and let them talk in front of me.
Okay.
Strange.
Well, okay.
I needed to make it fun.
Yeah, so you made kind of sock puppets. Yeah,
sock puppets. Okay. And it sure is strange and crazy, but talking to myself sounds crazy enough, so I needed to make it a little bit more crazier. I tend to go for extreme from time to time, and that was my crazy moment. But it worked.
yeah. Okay. So.
And my red sock is always explaining to my blue sock side.
Okay.
And blue sock side is always nodding, encouraging. Okay. Red sock try to explain what I learned today. It doesn't take much time, or just after 5 minutes, you will hate yourself doing so. It worked so well.
Huh, that's really interesting.
It is interesting. It is crazy, but I didn't want to show anybody while I was doing it. But it worked.
But that's
so I'm
okay.
Speaking English
yeah.
now.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It was only for you, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's great. And why do you think that helped?
I think when you try to explain something, you really need to know the point. So you have to use your own word, and you are using your brain and also training your muscles and everything. And when you are speaking English, you have to also listen to your voice. That's kind of embarrassing when you're practicing, but you get used to.
Yeah.
And red sock make a lot of mistakes, a lot of them, but you get used to.
Right.
Because she's trying.
Yeah. It's not really you anymore. It's the red sock, isn't it?
That's true.
So it's just like watching a sitcom.
And give it a little bit of distance from myself. I was very self-conscious for making mistakes, but if using red sock gives me a little bit of area to breathe.
Right.
Red sock is trying. She's making mistakes, but she doesn't look so bad. It's not too bad. that kind of encouragement I was giving to myself.
And that's great. I really think that is very good thing to do.
If I show somebody, I'm sure they would think I'm crazy.
They probably would.
Yes.
But that's okay. That's okay, because it's only for getting better at speaking English, so that's good.
Yes.
But yeah, I think it also it's really good because when you study English, right, you study really complicated things. You
That's
know,
right.
you're remembering really high-level vocabulary or
Yes.
grammar or these kind of things are, you know, if you're reading a book, then you're having
Right.
to constantly remind yourself of the meaning of words.
Right.
But when you are speaking, you know, you only get one chance to speak. At least that's what
Exactly.
we think. And
Yes,
so
exactly.
you can't access all of that knowledge. So sometimes you
That's
can't
definitely
remember
true.
words, right? So I can't remember words in Japanese a lot of times. But a strategy that I learned was if I can't remember what something is, then I just use really simple Japanese to explain it, and
Right.
the other person will understand what I'm trying to say.
That's true.
Yeah.
That I think that's very important key. And if you use big vocabulary, the other person might not be able to understand.
That's true too. Yeah, that's true too. Yeah, well, I really like your sock puppet idea.
I
That's great. That's the
was
first
young.
time. Yeah, that's the
For
first
my
time I've heard
defense,
it.
I was young and I was desperate.
Yeah. Okay. So, can you just tell me how you got into English teaching? I've never asked you before.
Right. Well, I started to share what I learned and from long time ago, and I enjoyed it. And doing sock thing was enjoyable. And red sock took over me. Oh, hey, I like explaining stuff. And I used to be a technical manual writer, and explaining was my area. I had to be a professional for explaining. So I realized, hey, I like explaining stuff. Why not helping very beginners before they got comfortable to speak with English-speaking people? Sometimes translation and mother tongue helps. And I was really struggle at the first few weeks. And I remember that I want to help that struggle. If I could make them a little bit easier for that, the most difficult part, it would be nice. So that struck me, and I started learn to get a degree of teaching English.
Okay, well, that's great.
Yes, and thank goodness it's internet, and I got online courses and so forth,
Yeah, that's
and
really
here I
convenient.
am.
Great, great, great. Okay. Well, you know, I think you're probably one of the best teachers that I know.
Oh
And so,
my.
yeah, so it's really great.
Thank
And I
you.
think it's just because, like you said, you found something that you really enjoy doing. You enjoy the explaining and the helping, and you want to make people more comfortable. So that's great.
Thank you.
And then, so now, you know, you've got a recent development. You know, you've contributed to one book that was
Yes.
a phrase book using Twitter.
Yes, that was fun project. I had a great editor, and she became my friend, and I never met her yet. It's online era. It's strange, but I feel very close to her. And I found writing is interesting and fun.
What was the purpose of that book, I guess?
That was when Twitter was introduced, including me, most of people thought, what's the Twitter about? What's the point of using Twitter? And the publisher came up with the idea of using Twitter for practicing speaking English, speaking style. It's perfect. But how do we start if you don't speak English already? And they started think making phrase sample book. Readers can use the phrases. So the book became a sample phrases book, and it's more than 900 phrases in it. And a project was written by, geez, I forgot, six people and yes, variety, and then it is versatile. It's not like textbook. It's more like you use for phrase reference book. You want to say
Right.
something and you browse around the book and oh, okay, I can use that or I can tweak that, and
Right.
that
Okay.
is a fun book to use.
Is there an audio CD with the phrases?
Unfortunately, no, but I prepared for my phrases. A friend of mine gave me audio for 150 audio clip.
Oh, nice.
So I have website, they can, if they contacted to me, they can access to the website so they can listen and also try to also practice English.
Okay, well, that
I think
sounds great.
having audio is really important.
Yeah, well, it goes back to what we were talking about in the beginning about listening to and getting used to the rhythm and intonation of English.
Right.
So, when you just read an English sentence or a phrase, it doesn't sound maybe how a native speaker is going to say it.
That's right. English is, sometimes I have to say English is mean.
It's very mean. It's a very cruel language.
It doesn't read as it's spelled, and sometimes it connects each other and sometimes drops the sound, and
It's very difficult. So that was the first book for English letters that you worked on. But now you've got another one coming out really soon, right? And then another one after that one.
That one, next one is also a phrase sample book,
Okay.
and that is for like early 20s or early 30s, and for communicating with friends and making girlfriend or becoming steady and so forth.
Okay.
Yes, the sample phrase is for that area, and it is going to be in a manga format,
Okay.
so it's going to be fun.
Right.
And my manga writer is working very hard, and I'm looking forward to reading it by myself.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing a little bit of it at some point when
Yes,
it
I
comes
will send
out.
it to you. I think that's an interesting idea, using manga style for phrase book, and so we do need to know the situation, the context of when you should use this phrase and what gives connotation and so forth, and the manga will help it.
I think the same thing. And actually, I was thinking about doing the same thing for
Oh, you
TweetSpeak
did?
English. I have a friend from, I've known him since we were at kindergarten.
Oh my
And
goodness.
he's a really good artist. And
Oh,
he's a character artist. And so, I've
wow.
talked to him about making kind of comic style lessons on TweetSpeak because I give the situational stories for example sentences. So I thought, well, it would be great to make an ongoing story for that has situations and pictures.
Yes, that will help a lot.
But it's really difficult to do and to plan, especially because only
Well,
have
you,
a little bit of time to work on TweetSpeak English.
That's
So,
right.
so it's
But
really
you,
difficult.
TweetSpeak help a lot. You have audio and a lot of fun stuff coming and always ongoing.
Well, thank you. I hope that it's helpful for a few people at least.
Well, I think we love it.
Good. Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Thanks. All right. And then, okay, sorry, so I cut you off before you got to the third book that's going to come out in the fall. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. And so that one's not going to be a phrase book, or it is?
It is half phrasebook and
Okay.
half grammatical explanation
Okay.
in funny way.
Right. Okay.
So I don't want to use the technical terms, so I'm going to use everyday language in Japanese and speaking style and very easy to read it
Right.
and laugh it, and hopefully the memory will stick to the readers.
Yeah, well, I think it will, you know. Even
Uh,
in my
hopefully.
yeah, in my lessons I try to avoid using grammatical terms a lot because I think they just it's it creates a wall.
That's
You know,
totally true,
that people
sadly, but
don't
yeah.
they don't want to think about complicated grammar when they're learning
That's
English.
right.
So I think that's a really good idea. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Well, maybe the after this book we can do together.
Yeah, hey, that's an idea.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I need audio anyway.
Yeah, okay.
And I can't write English phrase by myself, unfortunately. I don't
Right.
want to provide wrong phrases, so.
Yeah, okay. Well, there we go. We've got a
There
fourth
you
book
go.
lined up. Okay.
Yes.
Great,
Dream
great.
big.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you've given a lot of really great advice today. So again, thanks a lot for doing that. Are there any, do you want to summarize what you feel is really important for English learners?
Well, the most important thing is don't be afraid to make mistakes.
Yeah.
It's natural. And share what you learned.
Yeah, with
This is
yourself or
quite.
with someone else, it doesn't matter.
Yes. Or if you are into it, I can give you my red sock.
The famous red sock. Yeah.
Yes.
I think it's going to become a cool trend now to study English with the red sock.
I will turn the world becoming crazy.
It would be a good world to be a part
Oh, so sweet. Thank you.
of. Again, it's all really great. So, thanks a lot for talking with us. And I hope everyone got a lot of good advice that they can go out and start to apply to their English studies.
Thank you. That was great talking with you, and thank you for giving me such a great opportunity to tell what I did and what it worked, and I enjoyed it so much.
Good, good.